Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Feminine Reset. You girl Laura Bennett here, ready to dive into another dose of emotional strength, one day at a time. And trust me, today's topic is sitting close to home for all of us, because who doesn't love a little bit of change, right? But seriously folks, life is a constant dance of shifts and transformations. Careers take unexpected turns, relationships evolve, even the weather decides to throw us curveballs sometimes. And let's face it, navigating these changes can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded, super frustrating, right? So today, we're going to talk about building that inner resilience, that superpower that helps you not just survive, but actually thrive in the midst of change. Think of it like this. Life is throwing you lemons, and instead of whining about it, which, let's be real, sometimes feels necessary, or making a darn good lemonade stand out of those lemons. You've got this. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build up resilience muscle, because honey, you deserve to feel empowered, no matter what curveball comes your way. First things first. Acceptance. This is the foundation, the stepping stone to everything else. When change hits, it's so easy to get caught up in resistance, clinging to the old, fearing the new. But listen, fighting against the current just tires you out. Acceptance doesn't mean you like the change, but it means acknowledging it's happening and focusing your energy on moving forward. Ever felt that sinking feeling when you realized you can't control something? Acceptance allows you to shift from why me to okay, what now? Next up, reframe your perspective. This is where the magic happens. Change can be a terrifying unknown, but it also presents an opportunity for growth, learning, and even adventure. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. You've got new skills to learn, challenges to conquer, and maybe even some awesome loot waiting for you on the other side. So instead of viewing change as a threat, try looking at it as a chance to evolve, to become stronger and wiser. You know that feeling when you finally overcome a tough challenge? That sense of accomplishment, of knowing you can handle anything? Change is your chance to build that muscle of resilience, one hurdle at a time. Now, let's talk about self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are definitely awesome. Self-care is about intentionally nourishing your mind, body, and soul, especially during times of stress and uncertainty. It's like giving yourself a mental tune-up, ensuring you have the energy and strength to navigate those choppy waters. Think of it as investing in yourself, the most important person in your life. And speaking of investments, remember that strong support system. Lean on them. Whether it's friends, family, or even a therapist, having people you can talk to who understand and support you can make all the difference. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Sharing your experiences and challenges can lighten the load and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. You've got a tribe cheering you on. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah. She's always dreamed of starting her own business, but she's terrified to take the leap. What if it fails? What if people don't like it? Then bam, her current job gets downsized, leaving her in a bit of a panic. This is where resilience comes into play. Sarah could spiral into despair, or she could see this as an opportunity, a chance to finally pursue her dream. She takes some time to reflect, reframe her perspective, and create a solid plan. She leans on her supportive friends for encouragement and advice. And guess what? She starts building her business. It's not easy, there are bumps along the way, but Sarah keeps going because she knows that true strength comes from embracing change, learning from setbacks, and never giving up on herself. So, my beautiful listeners, remember these key takeaways. Embrace change, reframe your perspective, prioritize self-care, build a strong support system, and never underestimate your own resilience. You are capable of amazing things. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with your friends who need a little reminder about their inner strength. Leave me a comment on our social media pages. What's one thing you're doing to build resilience in your life? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, you are strong, you are capable, and you are worthy of all the good things that life has to offer.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.